This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Mind all the good brothers and sisters, the importance of having knowledge so that we have the right iman and we will do the right amal. May Allah Rabbul Alameen remind us, I am quoting the same ayah, وَلَا تَقْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ إِلْمٍ إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَادِ كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ أَنْهُ مَسْئُولًا. Meaning no one is allowed to say or to do anything about this religion without knowledge, because your hearing and your seeing and your heart will be questioned by Allah Rabbul Alameen. Before I add the sign of the day, the hour, let me share with you some adab of Salat Sunnah. There is a difference between Salatu Fardu and Salatu Sunnah, and it's important for us to know the difference. Number one, Salatu Fardu, the rule is you must stand. Unless you are sick, then you can do while sitting. And if you can't sit, then you can do while lying down. But Salat Sunnah, you have a choice. Even you are healthy, but you can choose to pray while sitting. There's a difference. Only the reward will be half, of course, because the effort is half, so the reward is half. But you are allowed to perform sunnah prayer while sitting. So if you come across people who stand for Isha prayer standing and Qiyam sitting, don't say they are wrong. They can choose, yes. Number two, Salatu Fardu, there is more than two raka'at, three and four, like Maghrib, Zohar, Asar and Isha. Any salat, there is two tashahud. Then, after the first tashahud, the third raka'at, like Maghrib, or third and four, like Zohar, Asar and Isha, there is no more surah after Fatiha. The surah only apply in the first and the second rak'at after Fatiha. But Salatul Sunnah, if you pray two rak'at have surah. If you pray three rak'at, like witr, three rak'at have surah. And the Prophet also prayed witr five rak'at continuously, and five rak'at have surah. There is the difference. A lot of people, when they perform sunnah prayer, they don't recite surah after Fatiha. They say surah is sunnah, but they are praying sunnah and they abandon sunnah. This is the adab. And also in sunnah prayer, if you are praying alone, you can recite long surah as long as you like. But when you are praying in a jama'ah, that is where you have to show mercy to the ma'mum, the elders, the zulhajah, those who need to respond to the call of nature and so on, those who are not well. So when you are praying, even sunnah prayer, if in a jama'ah, the imam have to be kind to the ma'mum. Alhamdulillah, our imam has been very kind to all of us. He don't read long surah. May Allah bless our imam. Alameen. And sunnah prayer, again, compared with fardu prayer, when you have a fardu prayer, every two rak'at, one sitting. Every two rakaat, one sitting for fard. For sunnah prayer, you can do without first sitting. Like Maghrib, three rakaat. that Isha, no, Witr, three rakat, only one sitting. If you choose to perform Witr, five rakat, also one sitting. And you choose four rakat, you can do with one sitting, you can do with two sitting. You have a choice for sunnah prayer. But for fard, every two rakat, one sitting. If you miss that tahshad awal for fard, there is a sujud sahwi. By performing sujud sahwi, then your prayer is valid. Without sujud sahwi, then you have a problem. The Prophet do allow anybody who miss the tahshad awal, the tahiyat or tashad awal in salatu fardu, he just continue to the third and fourth, that before the end of the prayer, salam, he should add two more sujud, known as sujud as-sahwi. This is a few differences so that our jama'ah have some knowledge. If you come across people who do that, you don't say they are wrong. If you don't have the knowledge, then you are starting to have doubts, then you are judging others. When you have knowledge, then you know. Alhamdulillah. Yeah. There is the difference between a people of knowledge and people who don't have knowledge. They have a lot of doubts. Now, one of the signs that I like to share with you about what the Prophet ﷺ said about the hour. The first sign is about the coming of the Prophet and the death of the Prophet. We have shared with you last night. Second, signs that have taken place but continue to take place, or it will continue to take place until the day of judgment. That is the appearance of lying Dajjal, Masih Dajjal. Who are the Dajjal? Is the people who claim to be prophets. We know there is no prophet after Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Who are khataman nabiyin? Allah said, he is the seal of all prophet, the last and the end. I was asked by some jama'ah who have engaged some discussion with people of the book, their friend, the Nasara, why don't they accept Muhammad? They said, because they said, Jesus said, there will be false prophet after him. I said, it is true, there is false prophet. Even the Prophet Muhammad warned his people, there will be a false prophet. So because of the general knowledge they have about the false prophet, consider the Masih, the Dajjal, the Antichrist, they called it Antichrist. So they don't accept other than Jesus. One of the signs of the hour is that Dajjal is a liar. Remember, Dajjal is a liar. He will appear. They will claim to be prophets, and they will claim that a new set of laws is being revealed to them, which are different from the laws of Islam. We know that Allah said, Al-Yawma akmaltu lakum dinakum, I have perfected the religion for you. No more new laws is going to come. But they will come with new laws. Now, Dajjal, if you look at the word from Dajjala, means to lie, to distort, and to make false claim. People who claim that this thing belongs to them, false claim, is a work of Dajjal, who lie for dunya. The Dajjal who will come at the end of time probably comes to mind. Now let us read some of the hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did say from hadith Abi Hurairah, لا تقوم الساعة حتى يبعث دجالون قذابون قريبا من ثلاثين كلهم يزعم أنه رسول الله. رواه بخاري and Muslim. The hour will not arrive until almost 30 Dajjal liars are sent, will come. Not one Dajjal, 30 Dajjals. Each of them will claim that he is the messenger of Allah. We have seen some, but not all yet. But Akkad, they will never say, I am Dajjal. No. They will say, I am a prophet. The previous hadith mentioned almost 30 Dajjal who is a liar. The following hadith mentioned a specific number again. Huzaifa, one of the companions of our Prophet ﷺ, who Prophet Muhammad ﷺ shared with him the name of the hypocrites, Munafiqeen. Allah gave the Prophet the knowledge about who are the hypocrites among his people at this time, and the Prophet shared this name only to Huzaifa. Huzaifa is a very unique sahaba. When people ask about the good thing, he asks about the bad thing. He wants to know about the bad one. Huzaifa narrated that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, don't forget to make salawat upon the Prophet, said, "Fi ummati kazzabun dajjalun sab'atun wa ishrun minhum arba'atun niswa wa inni khataban nabiyyin la nabiyya ba'di." Rawahu Imam Ahmad. In my nation, now the Prophet is not talking about the Dajjal coming from the not yet Muslim. The Prophet is talking about the Dajjal will come among his ummah. Ummati. That's why I say, fi ummati, in my ummah. There are 27 Dajjal liars. Among them, four are women. You have women also. And it happened in the time of the Prophet. You have Musaylama and others. And indeed now the Prophet made it very clear, I am the seal of prophets. وَإِنِّي خَاتَمُ النَّبِيِّينَ. I am the seal of prophets. لَا نَبِيَّ بَعْدِ. You must have that belief that there is no prophet after Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Jabir radiallahu anhu narrated that he heard Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam say, "Inna bayna yaday sa'a qazzabin minhum sahibul yamama wa minhum sahibul san'a al-ansiyu wa minhum sahibul himar al-himyar wa minhum dajjal wa huwa a'zamahum fitna." Indeed, before the hour arrive, there will be 30 liars. Among them is one from Yamama, the one from Ansi, and then from Sana'a, and the one from Himya, and one of them is the Dajjal, who is the greatest of them in terms of fitna. That means the real Dajjal will create great, great fitna, and that fitna is not easy for us to counter. It's very difficult. May Allah protect us from meeting that Dajjal. And that is why, brother and sister, in our prayer, fardu and sunnah prayer, the Prophet ﷺ remind his ummah with a very important dua. إذا تشهد أحدكم فليستعذ بالله من أربعة فيقول اللهم إني أعوذ بك من عذاب جهنم ومن عذاب القبر ومن فتنة المحيا والممات ومن فتنة المسيح الدجال. This hadith is a very important hadith and a very important dua which the Prophet have said. Any one of you who performs salah, do not end your salah at the end of the last tashahud except after reciting these four prayers. There are many dua for you to recite after salawat in tahiyat akhir, after innaka la tukhlifu, innaka hamidun majid. There's many. Allahumma a'inni ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. One of it. Allahumma qfirli ma qaddamtu wa ma akkartu wa ma asraltu wa ma a'lantu wa ma asraftu ila al-akhirah. Another dua. Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira wa la yaghfiru zunuba illa anta faghfirli maghfiratan min indika warhamni innaka antal ghafurur rahim. Another dua. اللهم أنت ربي لا إله إلا أنت خلقتني وأنا عبدك وأنا على أهدك ووعدك ما استطعت أبوء لك بنعمتك علي وأبوء بذنبي فاغفر لي فإنه لا يغفر الذنوب إلا أنت. Another دعاء. Many دعاء you can recite, you can add, which the Prophet have taught us. But this دعاء, اللهم إني أعوذ بك من عذاب جهنم ومن عذاب القبر ومن فتنة المحيا والممات ومن فتنة المسيح الدجال, is a command from the Prophet to recite before you give your salam. Meaning this dua is a command, the other is a sunnah, and this is a command, mean it is wajib to recite. Because the Prophet command us to recite. Why? Just to remind us to seek refuge in Allah from four things. Min azabil jahannam. We don't want to go to jahannam. So keep us, King Allah, to protect you from jahannam. Azabil qabr. We don't want to be punished, yeah, in our grave. Ask Allah to protect you. And the fitna when you are alive, and fitna that will come after you die. Sometimes when you are so powerful, people dare not say anything when you are alive. But when you are down 6 feet below, call us. People will shit at you. People will curse you like hell. That is not good, of course. So we need to ask Allah to protect us, that people will not talk bad about us when we are alive and will not talk bad about us when we die. وَمِنْ فِتْنَةِ الْمَسِيْهِ الدَّجَّالِ, and the fitna of Dajjal. There is a great fitna. Because Allah will give him knowledge that he don't give to a lot of all of us. When he come out, and when he holds some drink, maybe he hold the drink on the left hand and the najis on the right hand. But when you look at what is on the right hand, you look like it's a water. It's an illusion. He make things just the opposite. So you want to drink, but that is the najis that you're drinking. The one that you look like a najis, that is the water that you should take. He just make things so difficult for you to differentiate what is right and wrong at that time. But if that moment will appear, brother and sister, whoever have the mean to save his iman, there is only two cities for you to go, Makkah and Medina. That is the time you have to go to Makkah and Medina. Leave everything behind. Khalas. Because this are the only two cities that he can enter, where Allah will send angels to protect. these two great cities. Allahu Akbar. You know, here will come the great fitna. That point in time, the Prophet in other hadith said, those men who are aware of the Dajjal, they will chain their woman. If they have their mother, their daughter, their nieces, their sisters, their wife, all the women, they will chain them so that they will now leave the house, because they will be the victim of Dajjal. Women easily can follow because of the what called the illusion. We don't call miracle, because this is all illusion. So the victim of the Dajjal are the women. That's why the Prophet said the man will chain their woman just to protect them from leaving their house, so that they will not become the followers of Dajjal. May Allah protect us from the great fitna of Dajjal. But remember, brother and sister, the work of Dajjal is a twist and turn. Lying is part of the work of Dajjal. So don't lie. Don't twist and turn. You know, what is white is white, black is black. What is riba is riba. What is business is business. Lastly, before we end, we would like to remind all the good brothers and sisters, inshallah, our great, the big event for Ramadan in this year will fall on the 17th of June. Yeah? Are we in June now? We are coming to the end of May. Yeah? The 17th of June is the day where we will invite a lot of our honor guests, the poor, the needy, the mu'allaf, yeah, to receive their rights. We have 200 over to 300 names with us now. This is the people that we are going to invite. But from day one, we have, until today, we have 40 over people who walk in to ask for help, yeah? And we have been responding to them, alhamdulillah. So anybody who like to participate, who have time, please join us, and please let us know, you know, so that we can do more to help the poor and the needy. May Allah help those who help those who need our help, inshallah. And may Allah reward us for our patience in following our imam. And may Allah accept our prayer and also our siyam. Amin ya rabbil alamin. Wa billahi tawfiq wal aqli da'wana walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanakallahumma bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.